U.S. Representative Kyrsten Sinema has been under fire from Republicans recently for accepting donations from former Backpage.com founders Michael Lacey and Jim Larkin. Sinema has since apologized for accepting the donations and said that she wasn't aware they were associated with the website, which has been accused of facilitating sex trafficking. She donated the money to the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual Violence, Sexual and Domestic Violence, but the Arizona Republican Party is keeping up the pressure on Sinema about the donations. But just how much do politicians really know about where their campaign donations really come from? For more on this, I spoke with Sheila Krumholtz. She's the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which runs Open Secrets, the website that tracks political spending.
You know, it really runs the gamut in terms of the awareness of politicians and their campaign staff about the donors or the source of their funds. We have had some campaigns that are very scrupulous, very attentive to what has been reported and the accuracy of the information, and will not take a donation unless and until they have all of the required information about the donor. So some are very meticulous. Others are a little more haphazard.
I would imagine this is something that's probably changed over time. Like, this might not have been something that was an issue 30, 40 years ago when elections were not so expensive, first of all, and not so divisive. Or is this something that's sort of always been the case, that if you took a donation from, you know, dirty money, quote unquote, that would be a problem in your campaign?
As the cost of elections has risen inexorably higher each cycle, it has become more of a challenge to track where the money is coming from and to do that due diligence about each donor and donation. Now that elections cost about $1.5 million for a U.S. House seat and over $10 million for a Senate seat, that's a lot of money to track down and be certain of.
So in Kyrsten Sinema's case here in Arizona, the Republican Party has sort of taken hold of this and is trying to make sort of a political story out of it. And it's certainly become an issue in her campaign. I wonder, though, do you think that this really matters to voters, or is this something that just sort of becomes a political game?
It's pretty rare that it becomes the central question. Usually it's understood that candidates are raising a lot of money and they're doing their best to ensure that the money is legal. They certainly don't want the political liability of being connected to a donation that's illegal or a donor who is unsavory.
Right, right. And campaign financing, though, has changed so much in recent years with Citizens United and all of the controversy surrounding dark money in elections where we don't know where donations are coming from. So in light of that, I wonder, does that make it more difficult for politicians to know where their money might be coming from? And on the flip side of that, does it make it more difficult for voters to know who may be influencing them?
Oh, I think that the politicians know where the money is coming from. It's only the voters that are being kept in the dark. And that's the biggest concern, is that voters won't know if a particular person is giving huge sums or pledging huge sums to an outside nonprofit, a dark money organization that'll be backing a candidate, and whether they're getting something in return. But the politician may very well know, in fact, I think is often likely to know, because these outside groups are often run by their former chief campaign strategists or top lieutenants. Mm-hmm. So the situation right now is untenable. The primary people that are being disadvantaged by the current situation are the public, the voters.
Right. So when a donation is not made anonymously, is not a dark money donation, but it turns out to become a political liability in a campaign because it came from somebody who has a bad name in a way, do you think that that's sort of distracting from the bigger issue, which is this issue of dark money?
I do think it's mostly distracting because, again, most politicians aren't going to risk any kind of scandal or even bad press for a few thousand dollars. And most donations are limited in how much you can give directly to a candidate. You can't hand over $100,000 or $1 million to a candidate. However, you can give it to a dark money organization, and that can be completely anonymous, completely under the radar. And nobody's the wiser but the candidate, the donor, and maybe the intermediaries.
All right. Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics. Sheila, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.